Hola, ¿cómo estás, mis amigos?
I'm kidding, guys. It's Jay here, back while ranting while driving to work. So, it's been a productive few moments for me already. I've got one podcast done, listened to. I'm listening to a Learn Espanol podcast called Coffee Break Espanol. And I'm on season 1, episode 2, circa 2008. It's quite brilliant. I say that because they're from the UK, and they're teaching you mainland Spanish, or Spain Spanish. I don't know how to say that, you know. So it's crazy. Both United Kingdom, one may be from Ireland. It's kind of tough to tell, really, but it's good. It's easy, like 20-minute stuff. They're really easily digestible. So that's what I've been doing right now. So I'm very in the Espanol, you know. Me llamo SJ. Encantado. Nice to meet you. That's the word I learned today. Encantado. Anyways, let's not talk about Spanish anymore. Next topic. Next topic is, some of you, coworkers, didn't know this, so maybe you didn't know this. ESPN laid off like 70 to 100 people, including on-air talent. You know, a lot of their sideline reporters and everything else. Seriously. Is ESPN in trouble? This is what you gotta think to yourself. Is ESPN in trouble? I kind of think so, right? I still go on their website. I don't have the app anymore. I took that off like last year, but I do go on the website and kind of read some articles and stuff. But it seems like more and more of the articles that I want to actually read are their insider articles, and I'm not paying them to read stuff. I refuse to pay like online articles, essentially their blog posts in long form, money for these things. And I'm sure people do. I'm just not one of them. I don't pay for the Wall Street Journal, I don't pay for The Economist, or I don't pay for, the foreign policy stuff. I get my one or two free articles a week I get, and then, that's call me good and I'm out, I understand their content's long, you gotta pay these guys, but, there's many other journals out there and newspaper type things out there that are free that give you some long form stuff if you really want to dig in. But times are changing technology-wise, right? ESPN's changing to a fact where, I think the best analogy that I've heard before, not an analogy that kind of has happened, is, in the 90s, ESPN was cracking, right? And even maybe somewhat into the 2000s. But as more people started having, using the internet ubiquitously, like all the time, and now it's on our phones, it's on our possessions. Before, you didn't have an option, you didn't have ways to get to access all the time. You'd have to go home and, you'd catch up. Oh, cool, all right. There's people out there who would do fantasy sports the next day. They had to go get USA Today or something, or the Times or something weird. On Monday to pick up what happened on Sunday to fill out, what my guys do. And now we can know, the second it happened that, Odell Beckham Jr. just destroyed my chances of winning because this guy, he just went off for, three scores and, 200 yards. It's automatically. It's updates and you're checking it. So I think it's a sign of a times kind of thing where they just kind of got stuck in an antiquated system of, hey, welcome to SportsCenter and here's some highlights and what's going on in the league. And that kind of died off, and that kind of transitioned very quickly, I think, in the early 2000s, for sure. But it was all these... Part of the Interruption, which I think is still a fantastic show. Just because they're two really smart guys, and they're telling some nice, quick points. And it's a nice and quick little, but then you got the Around the Horn, which is kind of, I think, kind of, for me, lost its luster a little bit. What else? The First Take stuff, which the Hot Take, man. ESPN loves the Hot Take. What? You like the Hot Takes? Oh, man, ESPN in the mornings for you. You can watch two people just yell at each other for an hour and just like, I can't believe you think that LeBron James isn't the best in the world. Oh my goodness. You think it's who? Oh my, and it's just like they're just arguing for the sake of ratings. I don't think these guys actually believe what they're saying either. I think it's a shtick. You know, good for some of these guys because they're still in there, right? Stephen A. Smith. You have to say his middle initial because ESPN has 15 other people on staff. There's Stephen B. Smith. There's Stephen F. Smith. So we're talking about Stephen A. here. Whatever. And, you know, I mean, he's still there, right? Because he's bringing ratings. You know, they got rid of Jay Crawford. I like that guy. He's good on it. Aaron thought. He wasn't, I don't think it was anything too special. As far as like, oh, I had to watch everything he said. I just thought he was good at what he did. Some other guys that are gone are just crazy to me is like Jason Stark, the baseball guy, did a lot of, I think the really long form stuff. He was, you know, I thought he did a great job. I'm not too much into baseball, but I did read a lot of his things. He had good points. Ed Werder, NFL insider guy, gone, or he maybe a sideline guy or a reporter guy. But yeah, he's been there for 19 years, and they're like, oh, hey, dude, you're gone. By the way, can you cover the NFL draft this coming weekend for us? That would be cool. Yeah, he said no. One of the people who did get fired, what's her name? Britt McHenry or Rick Britt Henry or something like that. She said, yes, I'm fired, but I will cover this for you. I don't know why you would want to even do that. Why would you want to cover this? It'd be like you where you work, right? Hey, you're no longer working for us, but we're in a little time crunch here, and we're got a little special project rolling around the corner. It's only going to be for 3 days, but these 3 days are going to be really long. And you're probably do some signing, you're going to do a lot of reporting, and you're going to be in the office for a long time, and maybe write some reports for us. What do you say? But you're fired. Just make that clear. You're not coming back on Monday, but we need you for 3 more days. Why did they just wait till Monday then? Seriously? Now the thing is, did she get paid for this? I mean, did she just do that like pro bono? Like, you know what? You were such a good company to me, ESPN. I'm going to work for free. What? This was the young lady who a few years back had her car impounded. And then she went to go to the tow yard and berated and yelled and degraded the attendant there. Horrible, you know. And then she kept her job, of course. But Bill Simmons talks crap about the NFL commissioner and gets canned. So, right? I mean, strange. You got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. I get it. That land is you never cross Commissioner Goodell. All right? Sure, you can make fun of some woman who's paying the bill, you know, working probably a bad job, but it's a job she's working. Maybe it's her second or third job she has, so she can make ends meet. You don't know this person. You know, maybe she's, you know, going to school and doing this, and she's going to be like a lawyer or something. You don't know this person? That's fine. Let's berate her and make someone feel bad about doing their job. And then, you know, Roger Goodell. No, don't cross him. Mm-mm. Yeah, ESPN, though. Like, what's the fix for them? So I found out that they get $8 every cable subscription goes to them. So when you look at your cable bill, and it's really high, I don't even know if people like looking at them anymore, really, because it's so gross. Cable bills are what? $50 to $150, right? And I'm assuming it's satellite subscriptions as well. They just mentioned subscriptions. So I don't know if that's like all subscriptions or just cable or what, but so I'm just going to say subscriptions. $8 of that goes to ESPN. 8. I mean, if your bill is $80, 10% of that goes to one channel. Now, this is why a la carte cable won't work. And this is the problem here. I might have mentioned this before. I've talked to some other friends about it. They think it's great. They've cut the cord, which means that they just pay for internet and then they stream stuff, right? So their internet costs them $60 a month or something, and then they pay $10 for Hulu and $10 for Netflix, and now they're at $80 a month. Instead of having the $80 for cable and then the $60 on top, you know, they're saving their $60, which is great. $720 a year, that's really good money, right? That's huge. That's a nice little weekend getaway. That's good. That's savings. That's a lot of stuff. So I get that. Cool. I wish I could cut the cord. I'm in an HOA right now, homeowners association, which my homeowners association payments do go towards the cable. So unfortunately, I cannot cut the cord. But I have done that in the past. Fabulous. Okay. So they're like, no, Jay, you don't understand. Once everything goes a la carte, man, things are going to be great. I'm like, really? One, the cable companies will have to say, yeah, sure, let's let people cut the cord, essentially, or go a la carte. Now, you're still going to go through your major four or five or less conglomerated cable companies, which is fine. However, they're the ones who are going to be giving you the a la carte options. It's not going to be... No, there's that way. So let's go that way first. I guess there's always the going straight to the source things, like an HBO Go, all right? But that will cause some competition, and we'll see what happens. The whole landscape could change dramatically if you think about it. So if ESPN's $8 now in a package, I could only imagine that it will be more a la carte. I believe everything's going to be more at first, and possibly go down depending on supply and stuff, whatever. Look at Prime, Amazon Prime. It's a prime example of, you know, it's going up all the time, right? For their services. I think Netflix is still around $10. I think Hulu's still right around that. You know, that kind of changes. So if it's $8 now for ESPN, it might be $10, right? Maybe it's, but that's just for ESPN. I don't know. I guess that's just for one. Let's just say it's for one ESPN, or it's $8 for ESPN, and like you get, and then $2 more, and you get like the whole ESPN family or something like that. I mean, you're gonna like splurge, right? Because you might want ESPN 2 and news for $10. That might make you feel better. But then if you want like classics or Hardwoods, the college one, the basketball one or whatever, or the ESPN U, and then they're going to have like the different SEC networks, that those are all cost different money. Like, I don't think it's going to be $10 for like the whole family. They got like 10 channels, don't they? I don't think it's going to be $1 a channel. That seems ridiculous. You know, they might say, okay, hey, you want the whole thing? It's going to be like $20 a month for all 10 of them. Well, I mean, seriously? But that's where you're going to get a lot of your sports from, right? Like, if you want to watch sports, you're going to, you know, they might stop being in other channels, you know? Then what? Your ABC is going to be a few dollars, right? Your NBC, your ABC, your NBC, your Fox, your CW. If you're going to want those basics channels, all those. I mean, before you know it, like, your package of, like, 10 or 15 channels of the ones you actually watch are going to be, what, $50? So you're saving, like, $30 a month? Okay, so you're saving, like, $360 a year? That adds up, right? Okay, that's not too bad, but the fact of the matter is like, now if you go those one lazy Saturday or Sunday or whatever, and you're like, oh, I don't want to watch anything, and you're scrolling around, and it's, all of a sudden you watch 3 hours of some strange Discovery Channel, now the Discovery Channel's going to have to, no one's going to pay for that. No one's going to pay, I mean, so it's going to be really expensive because, you know, or it's going to be, it's weird, it's not going to work, I don't think. I think everything's going to be really expensive. You know, they rely on advertising to offset some of those costs, but if there's no viewers, then no one's going to want to put ads on there, really. It's going to get really complicated. If there's no ads on there, then you're going to have a more expensive subscription, right? I think they... So, you're like, okay, well, I really want this Discovery Channel package, the three Discovery Channels I've got, and I want the three History Channels, and maybe these things start getting grouped together. The good news is maybe you have, like an ABC or something, right? Maybe if enough people buy that, maybe you start seeing, like, commercial-free stuff. I don't see that ever happening, actually. Especially network television, they're so integrated with advertising as paying for the majority of their shows. Subscriptions don't handle everything. It handles a small portion, I'm pretty sure, and advertising pays for the rest, you know. What is it? I read somewhere where, like, a TV show, let's say, costs $100,000 to make. They're going to make, like, you know, up to, like, 10 times that amount in that the duration of that show in advertising. So the show's a 42 to 45 minute show. So for 15 minutes, they make, like, they make a million. So it's still really important for them to have advertising. They still need people to watch it, though, right? So, I mean, it's going to be strange. A la carte is not going to work. It may work for bigger names, but the 800 channels you have available on your TV is going to go down. It's going to go down to, like, 100 or something. Or if you really, really want that HLN, it's going to cost you, like, $15 a month, and it's because no one watches it. It's really bad. Oh my goodness, though. All right, guys, that's the TV today. You know, we'll always readdress this situation. I really think there's a lot of stuff we can talk about it. Just remember, though, you know, you think about it. Message me on my Twitter. Hey, what's going on with ESPN? Tell me some things that they can do to help them really get out of this mess. Until next time, my friends, adios.